Businesses in Kentucky and throughout the country continue to walk a fine line when it comes to welcoming customers while also enforcing state and local coronavirus guidelines, such as the wearing of face masks. New restrictions and requirements at the community farmers market in Bowling Green so far haven't hurt direct-to-consumer sales. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Becca Schimmel.
You need a bag for these?
I know. No bag?
On a recent weekday, vendors could be seen from the road wearing masks and talking to customers about their fresh fruits and vegetables. Many of the stands would normally be inside, but because of the pandemic, tents have been set up outside to spread people out and encourage social distancing. Nathan Howell is a co-founder of the Bowling Green Farmers Market and a vendor with Need More Acres Farm in Scottsville.
The community has really come out and supported us as individual farmers, and we are truthfully grateful for that because we didn't know what would happen. You know, the first couple of days we set up, we didn't know if one person would show up or, you know, the normal crowd. And we've really been grateful for the turnout.
Howell said direct-to-consumer sales during the pandemic have been even better than before coronavirus caused businesses to shut down and adjust to new health and safety standards. Inside sits Susan Worrell, the Bowling Green Community Farmers Market manager, wearing a mask and looking to see if everyone else is too. She said it hasn't been difficult to get customers or vendors to wear the face masks, but she's prepared to do what she has to in order to keep the market open.
You know, if people, you know, don't like it, you know, I'm prepared to take that, take the heat too, because we need to do what we need to do to stay open. We need to keep the farmers farming. We need to keep local food available for our customers.
Worrell says some customers were wearing a face mask even before the market began requiring them. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.